So I went to my buddy's shop in Colorado Springs, and one of my subscribers, actually two of them, to Richie from Boston, not Jailbreak, they both worked there. And I was so happy to hear one of them say to me, you know, unprovoked, "Can you believe how hot the sun is?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." It took me a while, but a few years ago, while driving into Colorado, coincidentally, I was driving my old Land Cruiser, and I never ran the air conditioning in that thing. But as soon as I got to Colorado, the temperature on my phone, the temperature in my truck, and the temperature everywhere in the area said 70 degrees. Yet the sun was so hot coming through my windshield that I had to put the air conditioning on. So it really makes me ponder, what happened to our sun? Is it all the barium, strontium, and aluminum in front of the sun that make it appear to be white as opposed to yellow like it used to be? Because some people walking Earth right now have no idea the sun was always yellow and warm. Summertime was awesome. Summertime wasn't wildfires and, you know, instead of plants wilting, falling from the stem in the fall when the summer is over, they just burn on the branches. They just burn. And that's because, I hate to bring this topic up, but again, I was the first one on YouTube to ever publish the patents from NASA and Bausch & Lomb, where they were talking about making a sun simulator, or they had a patent for making a sun simulator. So obviously, never mind. They already made it because then they patented it. And the patent is still public and still open. And now you've got all sorts of countries saying they're going to put a fake star. I mean, ITER. Everyone talks about CERN, but nobody talks about ITER. Because ITER is very, very hush-hush. There's so little information on it, it's incredible. But it is built on the same land that CERN is. It's directly south from CERN. I think it's 50 miles away. And they call it, what they say is, we're just building a neutron star on Earth. No kidding. No kidding. So you're building a large tokamak, something that runs on electrical magnetism to keep the plasma that's spinning at a ridiculous speed inside it, which allegedly creates all this energy and chaos in other dimensions. Like, this thing goes wrong, the whole Earth goes up. The only safety device they have is to keep it, if the plasma that's inside the tokamak, the fake star, that's why I'm talking about this, comes in contact with the housing, okay? So that's like pouring water into a glass, and if the water hits the glass is going to blow up the entire Earth. It's a very similar thing. The only safeguard they have in place is the electromagnets. But if the electricity goes out, maybe the electricity doesn't go out for them. You know what? Because they do have free energy. You remember years and years ago, about a decade ago, I went down to Coral Castle in Florida, where that guy, Edward Leed Skalhagen, built a free energy device that's still on display there, but they took out all the parts that you needed. And when I was there, there was actually an engineer there that I was keeping an eye out for while he went over the barrier and took all the dimensions and everything. But my point is, the way these guys are pushing technology above all else, I mean, all they really seem to value is information. Humans aren't that interested in information. If they were, from the last 20 years of social media, they've got enough information on everybody. But there is a being, there's something in the background that is trying to duplicate us to really piss God off. They want every single piece of information from every single person on Earth so that they can, I guess, duplicate us. You know, the ultimate insult to God, because God's greatest creation, according to God, was us. And that statement is what pissed off the angels, is what caused Lucifer to fall and a third of the angels to go with him. You know what I mean? And that's who's down here guiding these men right now. You see all the rituals they do constantly, constantly, constantly? It's because they're magic is very real. Prayer is very real. They use magic. We're supposed to use prayer. And sadly, Sadly, we don't. You know, there's supposed to be billions of Christians on earth. We're the only religion that's openly mocked, openly made fun of on all platforms and not protected in any way whatsoever at all. But if you're gay and you fly that gay pride flag, you're good to go. The ultimate insult is these people walking around with the rainbow over their head. The rainbow was a statement from God that I will never flood the earth again because you guys are so messed up. And now we're that messed up again, and they're literally taunting him with the rainbow flag, which coincidentally, did you know that it's a felony? If you get caught destroying a pride flag hanging someplace, it's a felony. But if you burn or piss on or in any other way desecrate the American flag, freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing because, you know how much our government and the corporations that own our government, you know what they think of our free speech. Remember me? Yeah. So I just find it strange. The worst part about my particular illness is having trouble breathing. I'm going to go to the same guy that gave me treatment before, and he used the machines. He used the actual frequency machines. I mean, he charged me an arm and a leg, but I'll tell you what. Doctors told me organ donors list. Well, I don't have insurance. And there's no way in the world you're going to get insurance now that you have to get an organ replaced. You see what I'm saying? So I actually took my own words. I actually believed my own hype. And I went to the dude, I can't think of the name of the machine off the top of my head. And I even got a blueprint for it. But he has the technology. He knows how to use the proper frequencies because doctors told me 18 months. Yeah, that was 3 years ago. And as soon as he did it, I started feeling way better, remember? I lost a whole bunch of weight. I was seriously exercising. I felt really good. It's not going to reverse it, but it takes away the symptoms. I just got to figure out how to come up with the, I'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. At any rate, it turns out that they are stealing millions of gallons of water a day up in Idaho. It's not just because of a drought. They're using it to mine cobalt and something else. I can't think of it off the top of my head right this second. But they're using weather as a weapon right now, worse than I've ever seen. Worse than I've ever seen. I've never seen so much chemtrailing in my life. I've never seen so much rainfall in Colorado and nothing up north. And then you've got, literally have traffic lights. You know, the light you stop at, red, yellow, green. Traffic lights in Vegas and Death Valley are melting off the poles. That's insane heat. That's insane heat. So that's 130 degrees, which can't melt metal, but the sun is a weapon. And I got a funny feeling they turned it up. I don't know what that eclipse did, but I believe it had played part of it. Now, what happened to our sun? If there's a simulated sun, I don't know that answer. I don't know how you would go about doing something. I don't know that answer. But I'll tell you what, on April 8th, we saw them messing with God's creation in a big way. And like I told you, before I even cracked the Bible, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. These guys are building a star on Earth. Oh, by the way, they told us there was going to be a supernova, which means a star exploding in the sky sometime this month. I haven't heard much else about it, but controlling the weather, that's godlike. And that's what they're doing, and that's what they've been doing. And I've spent the last 15 years trying to wake people up to that. And it's amazing because unlike so many other things, weather manipulation, geoengineering, solar dimming, chemtrails, whatever you want to call it, there is so much proof that you can just look up and see, and people ignore it. It's even written by the word chemtrail in Congress, in congressional bills. You can show to people. Go right to the congressional websites. People still don't believe it because they don't want to believe it. Someone else will take care of it. I never realized how many people there were that I knew on this earth that would rather let somebody else do it. I guess I've always been the kind of person that sticks my nose in someone else's business. If it's wrong, you know? I've never been a righteous man, but I never let a big guy beat up a little guy, and I never let anybody hurt a woman or a child in my presence. Sat in front of a 12-man jury for that. You ever hit a guy straight in the face, right across the jawline with a baseball bat full swing while rolling on ecstasy? Yeah, me neither. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I got some thinking to do. Maybe you got some thinking to do now. Who knows? I'm out.